Good morning, and welcome to the service of Holy Eucharist this morning. Happy September. It's hard to believe it's the beginning of September. So welcome to this service that is going to be, it follows the form of a regular 9:15, 11 o'clock service, but there will be some breaks in it so that we can do a couple of things. One is to do some teaching, and the other is to provide you with some information about hymns or what's going on. And so just relax. We actually know what we're doing. We actually know where the breaks come, and we've not forgotten something or added anything other than information. It's an opportunity for the congregations, the two congregations, the 11 o'clock and the 9:15, to gather and to learn some music, to learn a new Mass setting that we can sing on a regular basis when we come together as a combined congregation of both 9:15 and 11 o'clock individuals. It's about learning a new, not necessarily a new hymn, but hearing again a hymn that is not one that we have sung a lot. There are some very familiar hymns, and we will sing those as well. And we will talk about just a bit of a structure change in our sort of how we form up for the gospel. And so it's about an information, but it's still a service of worship. It's still holds those main elements of prayers, singing with in praise, and an opportunity to gather as community around the communion table. After this service, there will be tea and coffee in the chapter room, and I encourage you to be a part of that opportunity to gather together as community. For those of you who are new to the community or are visiting and want to join us for coffee, there you can access it by going down either of the side aisles through the doors at the end of the aisle, and the chapter room is about halfway back. And if you are new or you're visiting with us, use one of the blue mugs so that we know that you're new to the community, and we will make every effort to make you feel more welcome than maybe you do at this moment. I'm going to ask Kate Newman to give an announcement, and then we'll begin.
Good morning. We had a wonderful workshop, series of three. Some of you are aware. Put up your hand if you were involved in Virtues. We had a wonderful turnout, a lot of people from outside of the community, and we are blessed to have had Patricia Crossley as our facilitator. Virtues, for those of you who don't know, is a worldwide project that started in Salt Spring Island, sort of in the realm of counseling psychology, but really just focusing in on parenting, caregiving, and ways of addressing working with children or just being with people in general, and based on virtues. A list of 50 for children and more for adults: friendliness, compassion, love, reliability, self-discipline, empathy, all of those important pieces that mean so much to us. And we had so much interest from the three workshops that we gave that Patricia is now willing to do a virtues connection here at the cathedral. It'll be one of a few that are operating in the city. It'll be the Downtown Virtues Connection. So please come and see me at coffee hour if you want to be part of this. It's a very exciting project, really worthwhile. If you were part of three sessions, please come and get your certification, which we will be giving out at coffee hour. And otherwise, we have an opening party, opening because we never close, for our children's program on September the 16th. So please come if you know anybody. We've created a little poster here that you can add your own personalized note to. So that's something to look forward to as well. Thank you.
As a community of Christ Church Cathedral, we meet on the lands of the Coast Salish people, and we thank them for their generosity their hospitality and their graciousness to allow us to be here to work, worship, and to play. So I am the one that says often to you, when you sing, sing with good voice. Not necessarily always, not all of us can sing in tune, but we sing with joyful voice, because a hymn is a song of praise. In ancient Greek culture, the hymn was musical praise directed to the gods or the heroes of the day. In Christianity, hymns are directed to the one true God, of course. God's people have sung hymns in honor of the Almighty since the time of Moses and before. David sang the new song God gave him and taught others to sing a hymn of praise to our God. Jesus and his disciples sang a hymn together at the Last Supper, and the early church sang hymns as part of their regular gathering. Paul and Silas, with their feet in stocks in a Philippian jail, were praying and singing hymns to God. A hymn addresses and celebrates God and has the purpose of praise and adoration. In Ephesians, it says there is a direct connection between being filled with the Spirit and singing. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. A Spirit-filled Christian is a singing Christian. Music is the natural outflow of a heart in fellowship with the Lord. The songs the church sings are not to be simply a musical exercise. They must be in the heart and not just in the mouth. The hymns the Spirit prompts are a means by which believers edify, encourage, and teach each other. Hymns are a valuable aid to worship because they help to focus our attention on the goodness and glory of the Lord. The hymn, "How Great Thou Art," for example, reminds us of God's majesty revealed in creation, his perfect sacrifice on the cross, and his coming return for his own, all matters of praise. The classic hymns of Martin Luther, Isaac Watts, Fanny Crosby, Charles Wesley, and many others have blessed millions of Christians through the centuries. Modern hymn writers such as Herbert O'Driscoll, John Bell, Marty Hagen, and Ruth Duck continue to put biblical truth in poetic form and turn our attention to the Lord, who is great and most worthy of praise. And so in that vein, we begin this service with the teaching of the Gloria by the choir.
Good morning. So I get to teach you a new mass setting this morning. Just before I do that, how many of you normally worship at 9:15? Okay. And how many of you normally worship at 11? Okay, to those of you with your hands in the air right now, this is not the thin edge of the wedge, don't worry. You're always going to have a choir, and they're always going to be singing mass settings for you, so I promise you that. But occasionally, it's just good to learn something new. So can we start by all standing up and looking in page 4 at your order of service? So I'm just going to do this as a call and response. So I'm going to sing you a little bit, and I want you to sing it back. Here's the first bit. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Here we go. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God, our Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Here we go. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God, the Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Good, I'm going to keep keep going, and when we respond to this, let's make sure we're all singing out. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. So here's your note. Let's sing out 2, 3, and. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Here's the next bit. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. Here we go. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. And then the closing bit. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. Here we go. Oh, alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. I apologize, I started that one on the wrong note. Here's the next bit. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit. Here we go. You alone are the Most High. Here's the note. 2, 3, 4. You alone. Good. Someone over here did something I'm really proud of, is they sang really, really loud on their own in the wrong place on Jesus Christ. That's okay to do that, but for whoever that was, or a few of you, there are 2 beats rest before we come in for Jesus. But great attitude. In the glory of God the Father. Really long time. Amen. Here's in the glory. 1, 2. In the glory of God. Thank you very much. I will be back to teach you the Sanctus and the Benedictus and the Agnus Dei in the middle of the service, but just now we're going to take about 20 seconds silence for the choir to put their surplices on, and we'll begin with the first hymn.